Welcome back to the Power Hour. We've done time to time interviews like this. I've never interviewed our next guest. I'm excited to. SproutingWithSteve.com is his website. He's known as a sprouting expert, Steve Wahlberg. And we'll get to know him a little bit and make sprouting exciting. By the end of this interview, you're going to want to sprout. I got my sprouts he sent me right here. So we're going to talk about it. Steve, welcome to the Power Hour.
Yes, thank you, Daniel. I appreciate being on this show. And you said this is the first time you've interviewed me, and this is the first time I've been interviewed by you.
Well, imagine that. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
so give us a little, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Steve?
Yeah, Steve Wahlberg. I grew up in the Hollywood Hills in Southern California. Now I'm living in North Idaho, way up in the mountains. I got out of L.A., I am the director of a ministry called White Horse Media. I'm also the author of probably about 30 books, 6 of them on health. I'm very health conscious. I love eating good food. I've read Dr. Rogers' book, Detoxify or Die, which I was listening carefully to your last hour. And anyway, I'm a family man. My wife is Kristen. My children are Seth and Abby. We live in North Idaho.
Goodness.
We have a headquarters, TV studio, and I do radio interviews and seminars and all kinds of things.
Well, very Northern Idaho. I've been the Coeur d'Alene type area, Sandpoint. What are we talking about?
Yes, we're just north of Coeur d'Alene and just west of Sandpoint. So it's gorgeous up here.
So that's close to you're on close to Eastern Idaho or Eastern Washington. Excuse me, Eastern Washington.
Yes, we're right on the border of Eastern Washington and Idaho.
What's that? What's the town on the other side? Is it it's something like Post, something Post in Washington or something?
There's Post Falls, there's Spokane. Spokane to the west of me. Sandpoint is to the east of me. Coeur d'Alene is to the south of me. Priest River is where we live. We're surrounded by pine trees, and it's just gorgeous up here.
I've been there.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm whatever. I should get to what you're talking about here, but that area is just gorgeous, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to, it's what are you about 40, 50 miles away from Canada, probably?
We're about 2 hours from Canada, the Canadian border. Yeah, a little bit more, and we're just coming out of winter. My garden and orchard the snow is just melting, and so I've been eating a lot of sprouts. I grow sprouts in the winter, and you know that's what we want to talk about. And I understand. I heard you in the first hour say that you got some of the seeds that we sent you, and your kids were eating them. And that's
great. In fact, I brought it in here. I have it right here. We have a lot left. I started some, and so we've almost eaten all these. We need to start some more. You sent me a jar. It's got a green lid with holes in it so water can leak in and out. And tell our audience what in the world is sprouting?
Well, sprouting basically is taking a seed. And listening to Dr. Rogers, you know, it was so powerful. She talked about God's food that he puts together with all the nutrients, you know, orchestrated in the perfect way. And seeds are God's perfect food. And when you sprout a seed, it begins to exponentially multiply its vitamin, mineral, protein content. And when you grow them a little bit more than sprouts, then they grow into the next stage, which is called microgreens. And they're so packed with nutrition, and so when you eat them in your salads or your tacos or your wraps, or you can sprinkle them on granola, certain kinds of sprouts, and you're just getting a perfect nutrient that's perfectly balanced, and you're building up your body, you're building up your cells, so that when those little spikes, you know, from the coronavirus tries to stick into your cells and then destroy your body, your cells have the ability, more of an ability, to fight this disease and every other disease. So it's just a really extremely healthy way to get nutrition into your body, and we all need this in these corona days.
Let me ask you about the sprouts and seeds particularly. I think somebody told me this at one time, and you're the person to ask. Is it true that the amount of nutrition in the sprout is greater than the nutrition that's just in the seed itself? What I mean by that, like if you just ate the seed, you wouldn't be getting as much nutrition as when it sprouts itself, or there's something like that. Somebody's told me something. Tell you straighten out what I'm asking you there.
Yes, yes, you're exactly right. We sent you, you know, that jar of there was a bag of lentils in there and peas, which, you know, with that green lid. And so when you, I'm assuming that Catherine explained to you that you soak those seeds overnight, and when you
I've done it before. Yep, I did.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. And when you soak a seed, then the water comes in and it becomes active. It's like if you put a seed in your garden, you know, and then when you water it, it activates the seed. And then when the seed begins to germinate, it does. Research and science has proven this 100%, that it multiplies the protein and the different elements that are within a seed, vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, all kinds of things, many of them we don't even know what they are, and because the seed then needs to grow, and it needs more energy, and it needs more nutrition. And so somehow, in an amazing way, seeds become miracle factories, and they begin to multiply their nutritional content. And so when they get to that first stage, which we call the sprouting stage, which are very small as the little tails coming out and they're getting bigger, they have many, many more times the nutritional content within those seeds, in those sprouts, than when you just eat or if you were to chew on a regular seed, which typically you don't do. And then when they grow a little bit bigger into what's called the microgreen stage, which is where they start sprouting little leaves, and you can green them up just by putting them on your windowsill, then they're even they have an even higher nutritional content. And people have looked at the nutrient content of the sprouts and the microgreens, and they say that they're much more nutrient dense than even if you were to let them grow to a full stage and pick it in your garden. It's the sprouting stage and the microgreen stage which are the most nutritionally dense.
That fascinates me. I'm just absolutely gobstopped about that fact, that there's more nutrition. All you do, okay, I guess I'm getting ahead of myself. So how do you sprout? I mean, you've alluded to it. Tell people, so they get some seeds, what do they do?
Right. Well, it depends on the seed, but as we mentioned, we sent you lentils. Lentils are probably the easiest seed to sprout, and so are peas. And so in that case, we just, you know, you just put them in the jar, poured them into the jar.
Did you doubt my seeding ability? Were you trying to give me the easiest possible? You doubted it?
Well,
you're probably correct in doing
that,
by the way.
Your producer wasn't sure about your sprouting ability. She didn't know how adept you were, and she probably underestimated your incredible sprouting capabilities. You probably were just born with that. It's just an innate skill. So anyway, you take the seeds and you just you soak them overnight. That's what I do before I go to bed. Sometimes when I get another batch started, I'll take my lentil seeds or my pea seeds, put them in a jar. Fill up like three times the amount of water as there are seeds, so there's plenty of room for the seeds to expand. And then in the morning, the seeds are bigger, and the water has gone into the seeds, and it's activated them. And then you just pour out the water, and then you rinse them twice a day. And with lentils, after 2 to 3 days, you've got plenty of sprouts right there in your jar. Same with peas. And you can do the same thing with mung. And there's just a whole host of seeds, raw sunflower seeds without the shells. I just soak them overnight, and I rinse them for a couple days. And then after 2 days, they're sprouting, and they're great to just sprinkle on a waffle or granola in the morning. And I've learned how to do this, and I start sprouts, you know, regularly. Every other day I'll start another batch of a different kind of seed, and I just put them in my salads. I put them on my granola, depending upon what kind of seed it is. Like barley sprouts are really good on granola, so are rye sprouts, so are sunflower seeds, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just a lot of fun. And it's like Dr. Roger said, this will help us make our bodies corona-proof so we can help fight the disease. And I've read her book, Detox, Fire, Die, and I think she's fabulous. And it was great listening to her. And this just builds right on what she had to say.
Now, I don't put the sprouts on anything. I just eat them. And I got my children eating them, too. I mean, they, you know, depending on, sometimes they really like them, depending on what kind of attitude they are. Maybe we'll get Uncle Kevin, why don't you go get, see if you can find Lauren. Let's get Lauren on the radio, see what Lauren has to say about these sprouts. Tell her that she's going to come on. Tell her, well, let's try to get my little, yeah, she just got a bunny for her birthday, so she's, She's a little preoccupied. Hmm?
How old is Lauren? How old is she?
I don't want to get into specifics. She's under 10.
Okay. She's under 10. Well, yeah, my daughter is over 10. She's a little bit older than your daughter.
Put those headphones on, sweetheart. Here she is right here. We're doing something a little different today. Can you hear me? Hey, now talking to them. Sit down and talking to the microphone. Okay, go ahead and talk. Say hello to everybody. Hold on. Hey, go ahead.
Hello.
Back off the microphone just a little bit. There you go.
Hello.
Say hello. You're talking to Steve, Sprouting Steve. Say hello to Power Hour Nation.
What?
Hello to the Power Hour. Say hello to everybody.
Power Hour.
there she is. I had a question, Lauren. Steve is the one who sent us the sprout jar here and these sprouts that you've been eating.
Yes.
Did you eat any of these this morning?
Yes.
Mommy gave them to you?
Yes.
Okay. Did you like them?
Yes.
Do you like sprouts?
Yes.
And why do you like them?
Because they taste so, like, good. They taste really earthy.
Earthy?
They don't taste, you know, when you go to the store and you get those fake stuff that people like. It doesn't taste like that. It tastes like real.
Do you feel like it's helping your body, like gives you energy?
Yep.
That's kind of what I do.
Yeah.
That I feel like. Do you get along with your sister good?
Yes.
Are you two getting along?
Yes.
How's the bunny? Is the bunny still alive?
Yes.
You haven't killed the bunny still alive?
Yep.
Maybe the bunny wants some sprouts.
Maybe.
Yeah, I bet the bunny would like the sprouts.
The bunny might like the
nibble on sprouts.
Why don't you go put your headphones off? Go bring your bunny in here. Let's see if we can get the bunny to eat the sprouts.
You need to put yourself on Zoom so we can see you and see this.
Go get your bunny. Wow, we're in uncharted territories here. We're just doing a little something a little fun, ladies and gentlemen. A little different here with Steve. She's gonna go get the bunny. Now it's her birthday, and so she got this bunny. She's pretty ecstatic about it. I don't know. She's coming with the bunny.
Yeah, hey Daniel, my daughter, Abby, she likes sunflower sprouts. And Seth likes the sunflower sprouts too when they get bigger.
Okay, put your headphones on. Here she's back. She has the bunny. Right. Talking to the microphone.
What do I say?
Whatever you want. Tell everybody, what's your bunny's name?
My bunny's name is Midnight.
Midnight, and what color is it?
It's black, like midnight.
Hence the name Midnight. Okay, I'm chewing on some sprouts. They're pretty good. Mm-hmm. I got them. It's been probably, what, three or four days I've been doing this. The sprouts are probably like, I don't know, 2 or 3 inches long. Here's a little bit of sprouts. Let's see if you can get this bunny to eat them. Now, you're just going to have to take my word for it.
You have to take a picture, Daniel, and then text it to me.
All right, let's try to take a picture here.
Wait.
Can you having a hard time with the... Is the bunny? Yeah, of course he's got the poor bunny. He's probably scared to death. Get your headphones. Steve, I didn't know. We're working with children here.
Hey,
we don't know.
No problem,
this is
man.
live radio here. Here, bring the bunny
That's
here.
No
bring
problem.
The bunny to me. Oh, bunny's a little scared. Bunny wants. Oh, jeez. Bunny's clawing me. Bunnicula's trying to claw me. Here. Whoa. I don't know if Bunny wants these sprouts or not. Here, do you want these? You want these? I think the bunny's just scared. Go right over there, sit down, and put your headphones on. The bunny's not paying any attention to the sprouts, Steve. I'll be honest with you.
Really?
I could lie to you. I think Bunny's scared, to be more honest with you than anything else.
Yeah, well, maybe the bunny's, maybe he's full from breakfast.
Well, plus, but we just got the bunny yesterday. The bunny's probably traumatized, to be honest with you.
He has to get used to your family.
Well, to
I
my
used
girls,
to have bunnies when
they're
I was growing
they're
up
a lot.
Too.
They're a lot to deal with. Oh, here comes Tristan. She's trying to get the bunny to eat the. Anyway, this is just a little fun. Lauren, you still there? You got your headphones on? Okay.
Yes.
Tell her how's school going today.
Very good.
Oh, the bunny's eating the sprout. The bunny is eating the sprout.
Well, bunny what do you know? Like
I guess she's more calm with my wife than she is with my little girl. The bunny is eating the sprout. Well, this is pretty exciting. For everybody at home who's listening, like, what in the world's going on? Just trying to make sprouting a little fun. Lauren, how's school going today?
Very good.
Now, everybody else, your other cousin who goes to government school,
yes,
and gets brainwashed, they're out of school, but you're not missing a beat, are you?
Nope.
How do you like homeschool?
Well, I think that it's very good.
Now, don't lie. Now, half the time you're complaining about it. Like, what do you like about it?
Well,
do you like that you can play with your bunny and take breaks and be at home and that kind of thing? What do you tell everybody a little bit about what you learn in school? Like every day you have Bible or you learn about America. Tell a little bit about that.
And so in history, we learn about like the Declaration of Independence and stuff like that. And in government school, they don't teach that.
What do you think? And you know that because your cousin doesn't know anything about that.
Yeah, and also you tell me.
And we talk about it a lot. What do you think about American history and those kind of things?
It's very interesting.
What do you think about these sprouts? You like them?
Yes.
Do you like to watch them grow?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's really fun when you see them grow.
It's like a little garden in the jar.
A little garden in the jar. Is it easy? Is it simple?
You just put water in.
Well, very good. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Lauren, and talking about the sprouts and bringing Midnight on. Midnight probably wants to go back in the cage and have some peace.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, thank you so much. God bless you. Love you.
Love you.
All right. Tell everybody bye.
Bye.
What do we want them, Lauren? We want them happy.
We want the bunnies happy, healthy, successful, and free.
That's right. That's right. The bunnies and the Power Hour people. Exactly. 100%. God bless you. Love you, sweetheart.
Love you.
All right. Go to your school. And Mommy's got Midnight. We'll deal with that. Well, there you go, Steve. You're a good sport. I wanted to get some sprouting with Midnight on today. The reason I brought Lauren on, one, she wanted to come say hi to everybody. But sprouting, she really likes this. And so this is something really fun you can do with children. And to watch them grow when you put them in, it's like to see children's eyes, it's magical. And I'm so gobstopped about how the nutrient level, it's like a seed is like a miracle. I mean, am I overhyping this, Steve?
Oh, for its nutritional profile is that flooding system.
Yeah, we're having some disconnect here. Hey, can you hear us, Steve? You're disconnecting or something. Todd's going to call you right back. Todd's going to call. You can hear me fine. We can't hear you. Todd, can you hear him? Okay. Todd will call you right back, Steve. So he'll hang up and call you right back. We just got a couple minutes before the break. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get Todd back, or Todd will get Steve back here in a second. I hope everybody is doing well at home. I hope, it's been interesting to see my friends and stuff who, I work at home for the most part, and I, do things around here. So to talk to them and how their life has been rearranged with this. We got Steve back? Okay. This is just a really fun thing that you can do at home, and it's really healthy for you. This is, I don't know what the vitamin content or whatever in these things, maybe Steve will know, but this is a real fun, easy way to get really good nutrition quickly. You were cutting out before. Steve, do we have you back?
Yes, I was hearing you fine. I don't know what was going on.
Well, I don't know. These cell phones are about as reliable as a tin can sometimes, so who knows?
On a hard line, and so...
Oh, you are? Oh, that's really weird. Maybe is it voice over IP?
No, I don't think so. If we have any more problems, you can just call my cell phone. I've got my cell phone right next to me, and we can do that.
Okay, well, we got a couple minutes before the break. Okay, we'll just go. We got a couple minutes before the break. Tell me some more about this seed, the miracle that a seed is, because I just feel that this is just an absolute miracle.
Yeah, you know, on our website, sproutingwithsteve.com, we have a video which shows the germination process. And then down below on the main homepage, there's a video clip with a Dr. Berg that talks about the incredible nutrient value of sprouts and microgreens and how they just continue to grow. As the seed grows, they multiply. Like I said, it's like a factory. And a lot of it's mysterious that we don't understand, but we do know from those who have studied nutritional science that those little germinating seeds and those microgreens are just jam-packed with what the body needs. And it's just like the body itself. I mean, the body's a miracle. You know, God made us in his own image, and he made these little seeds to grow so that we can eat. And they're just perfect for us, and they will help us to, you know, build up our bodies, build up our immune systems. As Dr. Rogers talked about, the receptors, you know, for magnesium and potassium and selenium and zinc, and how really the best way to get these nutrients is not to isolate them, but to get them in food. And that's what we're doing when we're eating those sprouts.
We have less than a minute before the break, but my immediate question now, learning about the value of these seeds, was where do GMO seeds come in? Where do, you know, man-made laboratory seeds, how do they fit into that dynamic?
Well, I think they'll grow. Some of them will grow. Maybe not all of them will grow, but what you're, you know, what genetically modified seeds are, you know, they've been changed from the way that God made them. And what are the full results of those man-made alterations? You know, you shudder to think what's ultimately going to happen. You know, maybe sometimes those alterations don't really affect other people's health, but other times they do. And so much of it is unknown. And I think the safest thing to do is just to eat non-GMO, organic, fresh, live seeds that are growing into sprouts and microgreens. You just can't beat that. It's as safe as it gets.
Well, awesome. SproutingWithSteve.com is the website. We'll have more on the other side with Steve. Really fun to have him. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-
817-9829. Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
We'll get back to Sprouting Steve here in a minute. SproutingWithSteve.com is his website. Over at the Power Mall, Vitamir, do you brush your teeth? Do you have teeth? If any of those, if you said yes to either one of those, you need Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash. It is over, I am over the moon about this mouthwash. It also has zinc in it, which is, helps kill infections and things. You get the regular toothpaste. You can get the toothpaste with xylitol and CoQ10. You can get the children's toothpaste. You can get the maca, which is fantastic to balance it. It is an adaptogenic. You get the lavender shampoo, the conditioner, the natural sunshine. I need Robert back on to say that word. For whatever reason, I can't say that word. Sunshine soap. There you go. Sunshine soap. It's pretty good. Strauss Heart Drops, the regular, the cinnamon, the different sizes, the smooth oregano, the cold storm, the cardio support, the kidney support, cardio calm. All at the Power Mall. I'm still on this. Kev, you want to interject?
What?
About the about what? Anything at all.
It's Friday.
Yeah. About the kidney support. How you've been on that for a while. Yeah. How long has it been now? Two and a half weeks.
I've taken about a half a bottle. And the results have been nothing but miraculous. I am so happy that
brought that up. Don't be. You know, you don't have to be too graphic, but just, you know, what differences have you noticed?
Well, instead of waking up three times a night, I wake up two times a night, and four times in that week and a half that I've on it, I've woken up only one time during the night. So that makes a huge difference.
So you've cut down in just not even 3 weeks. You've cut down how many times you get up in the middle of the night.
Right.
You cut
at least a third. Because I used to get up three times a night. Now I get up one or two times a night. So
at least half. At least half you've cut it down.
Yeah,
about half or so.
Close, but what a difference.
Oh, that's a big difference.
And Wayne talks about the stream. My stream has doubled.
Really?
Yes.
Do you feel a detox effect?
No, I don't feel a detox.
I feel
you
a detox. Yeah, I feel
a
detox
effect.
We were both
on it. You were looking a little sick.
Well, yeah, it was. I felt like I was
draining.
Like I was getting rid of toxins, or you know,
it didn't affect me that way. I'm just pleased as punch.
Well, oh, very good. Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, the phosphatidylcholine, at the Power Mall. Buy from the good guys. The Willard water, the oreganol, the silver, the colloidal silver from Optivita, the silver gel. I love that silver gel. You just rub it on your hands, and for 3-4 hours, you got some form of colloidal silver protection on your hands, which is fantastic. The silver lozenges.
I just got some of those.
And Aren't they good?
I've been handing them out. Yeah.
Aren't they good?
Yeah. Sent some one of my friends.
And did you give? Did you let Aunt Sue try any of them?
Yeah, I gave her
your sister?
A handful of them.
My aunt, your sister.
Yeah, I gave her a handful of them.
Some people think that they wonder if we're even if you're really my uncle or not. You know, is that just a gimmick? Or are you really my uncle?
whether it's a gimmick or not, it's great.
And it's true.
Yeah.
Purely C.
That's people talking.
Chaga Max, Orega Max, Vitamin D 3. You know. Essential vitamin D3, Intracal, which has the magnesium from Global Healing Center, great form of magnesium. The zinc and copper, very essential. Selenium, Silver Shield sanitizer. I use it in the bathroom already. You know, I spray it in the bathroom. It doesn't have phthalates or stuff. But now's a great time to spray it in your room, you know, just to keep fresh viruses down, you know, keep those kind of things down. The Sun Air product, the air purifier, that's great. We got it going on here in the studio.
Oh, man, it's amazing. I'm sitting right by it.
Doesn't the air smell great?
My brain feels fresh.
Don't you feel like the air is crisper? Yeah, it feels amazing.
Yes.
Prostrex from Global Healing Center is available. The Essential Digestion from Good Health Naturally, Robert Redfern. The Astaxanthin. The Vitamin E, real full-spectrum Vitamin E is what you need. Hyzorb Q10. All these at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Steve, we talked a little bit about GMO seeds. You know, I don't know. You may not know a lot about this. I'd be very curious to find out if GMO seeds have the same nutrition, if the sprout is the same nutrition as a non-GMO, an heirloom type seed. I think that would be very interesting.
Yeah, I think so too. And I'm not a GMO expert. But I think if you Googled and looked for the information, it'd be very interesting. You probably heard of the book called Seeds of Deception by Jeffrey Smith.
Yes.
He's one of the GMO experts on what this is doing to our crops and our food, and how that actually translates into growing and sprouting seeds and what the difference is. You know, someone would have to really take a look at that, and probably the information is out there. But like I said, you know, we're in a corona world. We all know that. And as Dr. Rogers mentioned, you know, the recommendations from the CDC are very basic, like washing your hands, staying at home, covering your mouth, etc. And they're looking for a vaccine, and you know, and the focus is on drugs. And yet, really, the best thing for us to be doing is building up our body, building up our immune system, so we can fight this if we get it. And like I said, nutrition is just, as Dr. Rogers said, the two main causes for disease are low nutrients and high toxins. And so we need to build up those nutrients. If the nutrients are high, the body then has the tools to get rid of the toxins. And I don't think there's anything better than fresh, homegrown, organic, non-GMO, living sprouts and microgreens that are just loaded with nutrients. And if we
Fantastic.
Do this on a regular basis, it's just fabulous for the body.
Let's talk a little bit about your website. What people, I know you got a lot of videos, that kind of thing. Why should somebody go to your website? Give them your website, and what are they going to learn there?
Sure. It's sproutingwithsteve.com, sproutingwithsteve.com. And when they go there, they'll learn all about the value of sprouting and microgreens. We have pictures and links to videos from Dr. Berg. And then they watch a video of me talking about the benefits of growing these sprouts. And then if they decide to join the course, and as we mentioned, for those that are listening here, we'll give them 50% off when they check out, if they type in the Power Hour. So the course price gets cut in half. It's just one price. It's very reasonable, and they're going to learn the practical details in the course. It's basically divided into three different sections. First section is on how to sprout alfalfa, broccoli, clover, mung, peas, a whole host of different seeds. And I give them options so they can use the jars, they can use little trays, bigger trays, or even larger trays. And then the second section is how to grow the seeds bigger into the microgreen stage and using potting soil that they can get from Walmart or Ace Hardware or really to any nursery. And then the third section is on how to grow microgreens without potting soil hydroponically. So it's a very comprehensive course. It's just a one-stop place. People don't have to go to a whole host of videos on YouTube and get all these different opinions, but they just get the whole thing from A to Z. They watch me and my children are in some of the videos where I'm in the kitchen and I'm holding up the jars and holding up the seeds and holding up the trays, and I show you step by step by step what to do, how to deal with mold, how to troubleshoot when things go wrong. And then, you know, they have lots of options on the website in the member course of different ways to eat sprouts and the nutritional benefits of sprouts and microgreens. And it's just, it's a fun course. It's very practical. It's very simple because a lot of people, you know we need to build up our health, but a lot of people don't have land. They don't have gardens. They don't have orchards. They don't have a green thumb. And so this course teaches you how to do it all right inside your house in a very simple way. You can have an indoor garden, summer or winter. And it hopefully, you know, it inspires people. It does inspire people to do it themselves. The motto of our course is called You Can Do It. And then, like I said, it's so simple. And by the time they're done watching these videos, they know exactly what to do. They know where to get their seeds, where to get their supplies. We direct them to one place for all their material, all their supplies. And it's a lot of fun. It's simple. It's inexpensive. It's healthy. It's kosher. It's clean. It's just, it's something I believe in. Yeah, I really do. And so that's why we put this course together.
I can feel your enthusiasm and your passion. I mean, you make me excited about this, to be honest. You keep saying microgreens. And I've never really done microgreens. Is that basically where you just let it keep growing to get bigger?
Yeah, if you go on to sproutingwithsteve.com and if you scroll down, you'll see a picture of a man named Jaime who works with us in our office. He's actually our video editor and our producer. And there's a picture of his three little children with a gigantic batch of peas that he grew into the microgreen stage. The peas I sent you, probably just sprouted them, you said, for 3 or 4 days, and then they're ready to eat. But if you put them in a tray and you grow them larger, then the leaves come out and you put them on a table or on a windowsill, and just the sunlight, the ambient light through the window, will green them up. And so now they're in the microgreen stage, and they're just delicious. And so anyway, if you just, you know, scroll down on sproutingwithsteve.com and look at that picture, you'll see Jaime with his kids and microgreens, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, very good. Sproutingwithsteve.com is the website. You mentioned hydroponic growing. Explain that. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I've got in my kitchen, I've got three trays right now growing of wheatgrass. They're wheat seeds, which we'll juice and make them into wheatgrass. And there's no soil in those little trays. There's just a little, it's called a micro mat that I put into the bottom of the tray. And then I soak the wheat seeds overnight, and then I rinse them twice a day until they get, so they start sprouting. And then I sprinkle them on the micro mat, and I just mist them with a little spray bottle, cover them up for a couple more days, and then take them out, put them on a kitchen table, and then they green up and they grow. And after about 10 days, you've got a big batch of wheatgrass to juice. And so those are the microgreens without, and you can do that with peas. You can do that with a whole host of seeds. We did some red arrow radish and arugula. Arugula is a fabulous microgreen to grow just for about 8 or 9 days, and you have arugula in your salad. You put sunflowers in your salad, alfalfa in your salad, broccoli sprouts in your salad. And there's nothing, hardly anything in this world that's, I mean, obviously God is the best, and being with your family. But one of the things I really enjoy in life is having a massive sprout salad with avocado, some lemons, some nutritional yeast, some sun-dried tomatoes, and it's just a living salad. And I have that, you know, almost every day. It's just fabulous. Yeah, it's great.
My uncle's here. He's got a question for you before we let you go.
Yeah, do all the sprouts taste basically the same, or do they have different flavors?
Total variety. Yeah, they do not taste the same. Arugula, radish are quite spicy. They've got a real kick for those that like that, and I do. And then there's the peas, which are sweet. There's lentils, which, like your daughter said, Daniel, she said it tasted kind of earthy. And so they taste all different depending upon what you grow, just like when you grow something in the garden. You have different kinds of flavors. And if you just put, you know, the kind of seasoning that you like on a salad, you can just make it taste exactly as you want. and it's
what
great.
Do you put? Do you put oil and vinegar? I mean, what do you put on it?
I typically stay away from vinegar. I try to. I use a lot of avocado, and we have a friend that makes a cucumber dressing with olive oil. We put that on. Nutritional yeast, a little bit of sea salt.
Nutritional and, you know, yeast? What in the world is it? That sounds weird. What is nutritional yeast?
Yeah, you can buy it at any health food store. It's just, it tastes good. You put it on popcorn. It's called nutritional yeast, and it's
you put it on popcorn instead of butter, or what do you mean?
Well, my wife puts, she'll make a batch of popcorn with coconut oil, and then she puts a little bit of nutritional yeast on there, some sea salt, and some other herbs, and she just mixes it up, and it tastes great.
So, I would like to try that, but I'm not going away from butter on popcorn. But I would like to try what you just said. That does sound good.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, the sky's the limit. The variety on the member course, we have a whole thing on different ways to use sprouts, and so there's all kinds of options depending. Some sprouts they taste, or microgreens, they don't have a lot of flavor. It's like tofu. You know, tofu will pick up whatever seasoning you put on it. And it's the same way with a lot of microgreens. Others, or sprouts, others are very potent. And when you eat it, you can really taste the flavor of that sprout, like red arrow radish or mustard greens. You can really taste the flavor of that cabbage. There's just all kinds of, you know, the options are endless, just like what you'd grow in a garden. You can grow all kinds of things in your garden. It's the same thing with those are the same seeds. You just grow them into little sprouts and then little microgreens, and then you eat them instead of putting them in the garden and letting them grow bigger.
Well, fantastic. I've really enjoyed meeting you. I really appreciate you sending the jar. I've had a lot of fun. Lauren got to bring her rabbit on the radio, so she's going to be very excited about that. And the rabbit actually ate the sprout. So these sprouts are approved by Lauren's rabbit. So there you go.
Yeah, midnight.
They are midnight approved, these sprouts.
That's right.
Sproutingwithsteve.com is the website. Do you have a phone number?
We don't have a number specifically. We have an email address. Mine is steve@sproutingwithsteve.com.
There you go, Steve.
We don't have a toll-free number on the site, but steve@sproutingwithsteve.com. And as I mentioned, those that go to sproutingwithsteve.com, if they type in the power hour with no spaces, they get the course at 50% off because they're friends of Daniel.
Well, very good. And midnight. They're midnight approved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's very nice to meet you, and hopefully if I come up that way again sometime, I would love to meet you in person and try one of these salads your wife, or popcorn and salads your wife makes. This sounds fantastic.
Well, we'd love that you'd be our honored guest. We'd love to have you.
Well, God bless you, and you have a fantastic weekend. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you, Daniel, so much. God bless you, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There he goes. When Catherine said, "Here, you want
you always to, got me wanting to try some.
Try some sprouts. You always
got me trying it. I thought, it sounded interesting.
I mean, sprouts. You know, how long can you talk about sprouts?
I ate sprouts for a long time, and I just got burnt out on them. But since they taste different flavor, that's why I asked for different flavors because you know,
different things have different tastes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I've never done the microgreen where you grow it up a little bigger. See, I've never done that. See, I'm interested in doing that because you probably, at that point, you probably can really taste it.
I'm interested in doing it, yeah. As long as they have different taste.
I'll tell you what, ladies, it's a very inexpensive way to get a lot of nutrition. You get a lot of nutrition in those little sprouts, and it's not very expensive. It's not that hard, especially a jar. Anyway, we got about 6 or 7, 8 minutes left in the show. Just want to obviously it's a big news week. Uncle Kevin had a couple stories I think we need to address. Go ahead. What's that first story you wanted to?
Michigan Democratic governor threatens all doctors, pharmacists, and who prescribed
hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Go ahead. Finish it.
For corona patients.
Okay, now pause right there for a second. Yeah. I want to put that story with another thing. Catherine called me this morning.
Oh.
We had Michael Snyder on earlier in the week, remember?
We did.
From Economic Collapse Blog.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, I love Michael.
Yeah, he can write, too.
Very good writer.
Very good writer. Not like some of these people that we...
You know what? He's a good interview and a good writer. And he's not many people are all of the above.
Right.
And he is. He's... We put his video up on YouTube. And Catherine said, "Yeah, we got a couple comments. Now, we don't have a lot of comments on these videos, right?
He's excellent.
Well, hold on. This is very important what you said right here.
Okay.
we got these comments on the videos. I do medical research all the time, and this virus was not invented in a lab. This is a natural virus, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, remember what I told you about the Sandy Hook?
Yep.
You know, kind of the parallels between this and Sandy Hook, how it's being treated,
yeah,
and how they're coming after people, to even talking about colloidal silver and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why are these trolls? These got to be trolls.
They're trolls. They're absolutely trolls.
They got to be trolls paying attention. There are people out there, and something like this, the big pharma, they'll pay people to go on the internet,
right,
any of these videos, and come put a comment to try to stop the, you know, try to undermine the information.
So that guy who wrote that or whatever is, so they have an electron microscope at home so they could look into it to see it?
Well, they said, I do, I can't remember the exact, we should have Catherine on, have her tell it. I do medical research all the time, and this, what did we talk about the beginning of the, right, what did we talk about at the beginning of this week about going over Leonard Horowitz's video, the research by Pradhan in India with artificial intelligence?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Remember what I told you, ladies and gentlemen, how important it is? Never forget this is a biological man-made virus.
Correct.
Never forget that. Do you hear that, YouTube? Do you hear that, Facebook? I know that it is a man-made virus. I don't care how many trolls you send out here.
I agree 100%. Yep. Bingo.
And so that Leonard Horowitz, Karen sent us that Leonard Horowitz letter, and some other people too, but thank you, Karen. That is so crucial. He lays out in that letter, the first, like, two paragraphs after the introduction, he lays out how this, number one, this is a man-made virus.
And they can see where they inject the other parts to it.
To John Hopkins University and the guy from the research on AI. They put the virus under AI. AI looked at it and examined it all, and they came out, yeah, this is man-made. Here's how it was created.
Yeah. What proof does that
so what Watson
have?
Yeah, that's what Watson said. So IBM Watson said it's a man-made virus.
He did.
So anyway, continue with your story.
Michigan government, Gretchen Whitmer, is the latest Democrat to ban doctors from prescribing the life-saving drug hydroxychloroquine. Oh, I said it. And to save seniors in the state, hydroxychloroquine is a safe and has been tested 100% positive in treating the coronavirus. Even worse, the letter indicates the health providers are required to squeal on their fellow.
Okay, let's pause right there. That's enough of Gretchen or whatever her stupid name is. I know you got another article there, but let put that into context, ladies and gentlemen, how important that article is. What in the world does the governor of Michigan know about chloroquine?
Nothing. He doesn't know nothing.
He's a medical doctor already? So he's trying to say that we're going to take away people's license, doctors who talk about chloroquine. They're running trials on it in France right now, as we speak.
Yeah, 100% cure rate.
Well, that people debate whether it is or isn't. Are you telling me now that the governor of Michigan's a doctor? I mean, that's basically what they're saying.
In the way Michigan has been run the last few years, he doesn't know nothing about governing either.
Well, that's another story. We have a caller. Just a couple minutes, Brian. We'll let you be the tail gunner for this week. Brian from New York, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right. People are getting a little crazy up here in New York. I'm outside
City. What is it like? I mean, tell us. Give us I mean, is it as bad as they make it out? Is, you know?
Well, it's just the fear porn. You know, you got some people in masks that are pointing the signs to tell me that I'm not 6 feet away from them.
Whoa. You mean you're walking down the street and people in masks have signs? They get away from me. You're within 6 feet, basically?
Well, no, in a store online, and I'm maybe like 4.5-5 feet, and the guy's pointing at the sign. He's got gloves on. He's got a mask on that's not an N5 mask, and then he doesn't have the metal on the bridge of the nose bent down even close. It's like right out of the factory, right onto his face.
And he's lecturing people. You. What, do you have a tape measure? I mean, what's going on there?
Does he got a squirt gun to keep you if you get too close?
I should have went out to the car and got him my tape measure to, you know, so he could see where 6 feet is. Now, I heard that they're painting lines on 6 foot to try to give people guidelines, but I said to him, it's not a law. It's a suggestion. But it, but wow. You see people with masks on and scarves on, but they don't squeeze that piece at the nose. If it's a double strap mask, a lot of times the other strap, the bottom strap, is dangling around the front of their throat.
Well, we got about, you got about 2 minutes about, or no, not even, minute and a half. What's, is that what you want to talk about, or what else is on your mind?
I unfortunately didn't listen to the live broadcast yesterday because I was working out in the garden and it was just too much to be around the phone. And I missed that webinar. I was hoping somebody might have recorded it where at least I can glean some information from there, because I've been emailing Crypto J and I haven't gotten a return email yet. I've sent him 2 emails. I mentioned I was Power Hour listener, you know, and I call into the show. And I really wanted to be like a little bit of a devil's advocate. You know, there's been so many people in my lifetime and probably everybody's that are like, oh, you got to buy this stock. You got to do this. You got to do this. And, you know, it just doesn't ever seem to be, you know, and you have to wonder if somebody's telling you how good the milk is. Well, do they have shares in the milk company? Do they, you know, like what interest do they have in it that they're pushing it? And this guy seems to want you, and I no offense against him, I just thinking out loud that this guy wants you to invest in.
Well, I think that's smart. I mean, anytime you're talking about money, to start with, he doesn't, here, let me be clear. He's not advising you to invest in anything. He's just telling you what he does, and he gives you information about cryptocurrencies and about the market, whatever. This is what I've done, and this is what I told my cousin to do. And you can take it or leave it. I'm not giving you financial advice. I'm just telling you what my cousin and I talked about. I told my cousin, cuz, take $500, take $1,000, go buy some cryptos and just sit on it and see what happens. If you lose $500 or $1,000, it won't be the end of the world. If it turns into 10 grand or 20 grand or 30 grand or whatever it could possibly turn into, you'll be happy as a pig in slop. That's what I tell people. Or that's what I tell my cousin.
I watched his webinar thing where he introduces it, and then he wants you to become part of the inside circle.
Here, we're coming to the end of the thing. Yeah, for $77 a month, if you don't like, you know, if you don't like it, you can stop it. I mean, it's that simple. Call back when we got more time. I really apologize, Brian, but we're out of the show. God bless you, everybody. Have a great weekend.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-8-